In addition to African music, the Nonesuch Explorers series released music from all over the world. It inspired many American listeners to become musicians themselves, among them at least one who would become world famous.
Hi, this is David Byrne. First time I've heard some of these Explorer series recordings, I think I was maybe in high school in Baltimore. Obviously, they were on vinyl. I got them out of the local public library. I remember getting the Balinese records, Music from the Morning of the World and Music for the Balinese Shadow Play. David Lewiston, I think, was the guy who recorded it. It was the first time I heard music that was texturally and also structurally organized in completely different ways than what I was used to. Of course, what I was used to wasn't very much at that point. But the Balinese record, I think in particular, Music from the Morning of the World, had the monkey chant on it. It rocked. And I think I may have used some of the melodies later on in some of my own work. I remember some of my favorite records from this series, from the Explorer series, were some of the Indian ones. Of course, Indian music, thanks to George Harrison and other people, was kind of a groovy thing at the time. One of the records was Ten Graces Played on the Veena, which I owned that one. I think I redecorated the cover, which wasn't quite psychedelic enough for my taste, so I colored it in and embellished it and filled in all the blank spaces. So everything I heard on these records was kind of eye-opening. In some cases, it was something that was so far from what I thought of as music that it sometimes didn't sound like music. Maybe these records were the alternative to the alternative. This would be late 60s, early 70s. There was mainstream pop, there was rock and roll and R&B, but all that was quickly being promoted by the large record companies, and they were beginning to understand that what was alternative at that point was going to make a lot of money. But this music kind of stayed on the fringes. It never got to be that cool, and it never went completely out of favor either. Listening to a lot of the records in this series, I realized that music could be organized in a lot of different ways. And music could also be used for a lot of different purposes. I remember listening to some of these Bulgarian records, Music of Bulgaria and In the Shadow of the Mountain, when I was in high school, and it's a kind of singing where it has a peculiar sound. It's eerie. They're harmonies that to Western ears often sound dissonant, but they're produced with such accuracy by these women that they don't sound dissonant. They sound, of course, intentional. So once again, kind of our perceptions of what's correct musically are completely shattered by hearing these recordings of traditions which have gone on for hundreds and hundreds of years, thanks to the commie governments of the period.
David Byrne is a songwriter, a musician, and a founding member of the Talking Heads. Nonesuch plans on reissuing the rest of the Explorer series over the next 3 years.